At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, 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 here we are at your service. I'm Johnny Rabbit. It was so nice to see Michael Kelly, John Hancock. They each gave me a big stack of Starbucks cards, gift cards. That's exciting. They are so generous. They're probably outside handing them out right now to the massive crowds that are shopping down. Well, there are no massive crowds. There are no crowds in downtown St. Louis. Things have changed a little bit since people were going up to the ninth floor at Famous Bar to see Santa Claus at Toyland, and also getting your Eagle stamps and seeing the Tree of Lights by the old post office at 8th and Oliver, maybe going to the holiday movies at the Ambassador, the Lowe's State, the Lowe's Orpheum, or maybe seeing some live theater at the American over on Market Street or the Goldenrod Showboat in the Riverfront. These things do not exist except in our memories if we were there. And parking, whoa, what a problem. One of the biggest lots, though, downtown was right where the Gateway Arch is today. That was a giant parking lot starting in 1941. And maybe people were coming in and out of town on Ozark Airlines or the Missouri Pacific, and we're here in the old Missouri Pacific building. Well, things have changed, so you probably have a lot busier time on this Black Friday, which is hard to believe. They've had so many Black Friday sales already, but this is the official day, so I am sure you're enjoying the crowds going in and out of the car. Hopefully listening off and on today. We'll be here until 2. And the show is what would normally be here in KMOX. They have a day off as Amy and Chris, Kevin is gone, are recovering from TMT, too much turkey. Well, to fill up this time from now to 2, this is yours truly, Johnny Rabbit, at your service with some special people. I do believe you're really going to enjoy hearing about what they have to say. Our parade of guests starts right now with author Rachel Browdy to tell about her intriguing adventure novel that's perfect for the holiday season and a great gift idea. It's about the advent calendar. Am I correct about that, Rachel?
Yes, it is.
About that. But it's more than that. When I first heard about it, what am I going to talk about, an advent calendar? But this is a journey through the advent calendar. Trust me, this is not what you're thinking about. It's totally different. It's a big book. How many pages in that book? That's giant.
There's like 314 pages.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's great. Oh, Rachel, how did you come about doing this?
Well, thanks for having me. And I was sitting down with the publishing company, Josh Stevens from Reedy Press,
yes,
and he asked me if I could write a book about a boy who gets pulled into an advent calendar, and that's all we had. And so I immediately wanted to do it. And then right after that, I started thinking about all the things I love about the Christmas season and about Advent. And I started thinking about the Advent calendar itself and how many doors and an Advent wreath with its four candles. And so I was able to pull in all of the different elements of Advent into this book. And it very much is like the Chronicles of Narnia, where it's just this object that's there and the boy gets pulled in and there's an entire world inside with a lot of meaning.
Wow. Well, this is exciting.
Yeah.
This must have taken a long time to write. I mean, writing a book is, even a little bitty book is hard to do, but this is a big, big book and it is time consuming.
It is. I actually wrote it. We started working on it last Christmas and I had to really book it get it done. But I wanted to make it something that was valuable for all ages. So if you read it as an adult, you can find lots of meaning in it. And in the back, there's a whole section about like why the names of the lands are there and why the characters are named what they're named. And they connect to the meanings behind Advent. So everything has a deep meaning to it. And so that took some time to
research. Oh, of course
research.
It did.
Yes.
Now, you're not just stopping here at the station today. You're going elsewhere. You're going to do
yes.
a book signing.
That's right.
Where?
I'm going to be at Barnes & Noble in
Which
West
one?
County Mall.
West County Mall. Okay,
yes.
Great.
From 2 to 4. And then I am also, let's see, Saturday I'll be at Neighborhood Reads in Washington, Missouri from 10 to noon. And then I have next week, I'll be at Owensville Library at 6. I'm going to be at Just Glow Boutique in Washington, Missouri from 5 to 8. And it just keeps going.
That's nice. Good of you to do it, too.
Yeah,
and people
I'm excited.
You've done some already, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Where did you do them?
I did Polar Express Market on Wednesday, this Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Where's that?
So that's right by where they do the Polar Express in Union Station.
Oh, in Union Station.
Yeah,
oh.
So I was there.
You probably did very well there.
It was really fun. And there were a lot of people in and out. And the cool thing was everyone was in the Christmas spirit already because they were
good.
Off the Polar Express.
Good. Yeah, so. Of course. That would be true. And I've noticed this is different than a lot of authors say, well, I'm going to be going to Subterranean Books in University City or the novel Neighbor in Webster Groves. You're going right way outside of the immediate St. Louis area for some of these signings.
Yeah, well, I'm from Washington, Missouri, so I have a lot of support there. And they have bookstores and boutiques and things. And so that's where I kind of started. When I started writing, I wrote fantasy thrillers and under a pen name R.L. Daly. And they're fantasy thrillers with like a spiritual twist. And that's how I was able to get the attention of a publishing company. And so when I published those books, that's where I kind of got my start. So, yeah.
How many books under that pen name?
Two. And it's two out of three because it's a trilogy. So it is called Hunting for Light. And I have a website, www.rl-daily.com. And that's, you can get online and check them out there. And they're more for all year round. They don't have a special connection to any holiday or anything.
So we have two guests in one.
Yeah.
It's like Jekyll and Hyde. This is exciting.
That's funny.
So,
yeah.
So your other name, you're Rachel Browdy for
yes.
this book,
yeah,
The Journey. That's
my name.
That's
yeah.
your real name through
yeah.
the Advent calendar. And your made-up name is?
R.L. Daily. D-A-I-L-E-Y.
And what does the R.L. stand for? Anything?
So actually, when I started writing books, I was very much inspired by my history degree, my love for history, and then my grandmother's and their stories. So the R is for my grandma Rita, the L is for my grandma Laura, and Daly is for my grandma Margaret, whose last name was Daly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's, that's a great idea.
Thank you. Yeah, no, they inspired me to live my dreams, so I decided to make my pen name after them.
So writing a book takes a long time. How do you write? What do? You have a set time every day, a set length of time? Do you write at a computer? Do you...
Both. I do the first draft by hand, which is very, I'll leave things out, obviously, you know, punctuation and things to get it out. But I carry around a notebook. And since I have three kids and I'm a teacher, I carry that notebook everywhere with me. And if I have 10 minutes here or there, I just sit there and write. Or if my kids are watching a movie that I've seen a million times and they really want to watch it, I'll sit by them and I'll write as well. So I kind of work it in where I can. So I don't really have a set time. But
that's a good idea, though. And then it's all put on a computer.
Yes, and then I start typing it out.
And then it goes to the printer and the publisher, and then they do the editing, or do you have to do all?
So I do the first round of editing myself, and then it goes to them, and then it comes back to me. And so, like this book, Journey Through the Advent Calendar, I read through it over 20 times, I think, editing it and figuring things out. but yeah.
I remember when I worked at the Globe Democrat, we always had problems with computers when computers were pretty new as far as the newspaper was concerned. And I was sitting at a bank of computers. There was a bank on the other side. Chris Condon, who I doubt if you'd remember Chris Condon. Chris was best known as a television news broadcaster on Channel 5, but a very good one, too, on air, on camera. But he also took a job with the Globe Democrat to write. One day, all of the computers, gone. Everything was gone. I mean, I couldn't even begin to say the words that were said in the newsroom that day, and the screaming and the noises and slamming and stuff. And he was right across from me, and he stood up very calmly, and he looked at me, and he said, Ron, that's just my other name. I'm sort of like you with two names. Everything's better written the second time.
That's so true.
And he just sat down. He was the only one just calmly in the room. And it is true.
Yeah, that's a great way of thinking of that, because it can be so frustrating, but it's true.
Right, you brought a guest. We're going to talk to our special guest here in just a couple of minutes, and we'll take a break shortly and get back to the Advent calendar. And let's see, you're going to have to hurry to get out to that book signing. How long is it going to take to get there?
Oh, not very long. It'll probably take about 20, 30 minutes
to get
over there.
To go where?
Just West County Mall.
Oh, I guess that's from downtown. Yeah.
Well, we're from Washington, so it seems short.
Yeah, I guess it does. The train still stops in Washington, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Right on the riverfront there? Oh, yeah. There are some nice places there.
Yeah, they've got a lot of nice shops downtown now, and they're really sprucing the place up, so it's fun.
Oh, good. Used to be a place that had some great pie.
Oh, yeah, they still do. Cowan's has good.
That's it?
Great pie.
Cowan's.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten the name of that place. Boy, that's good. That'd be a great train ride for somebody.
Yeah, it's a fun train ride. And then when you get down there, they have all the holiday shops open in the restaurants, and it's a great time to go down and just shop around.
Yep, it would be. You could spend, spend enough time there.
Yes.
And don't have to, what I would do, I guess, I'd get on the train at Kirkwood, the Amtrak, as long as there's not a railroad strike, which is,
who knows what might
happen with that. That can mess up things.
Mm-hmm.
But get on the train at Amtrak here and go to Washington, Missouri, and spend the day and then come back on the afternoon train.
That's a lot of people do that.
Really?
Yeah, they really enjoy that.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Well, we'll come back and talk more about the journey that we're taking through the Advent calendar with our special guest that has two names. She is R.L. Daly, but she's also Rachel Browdy, and I am Johnny Rabbit. We are at your service on KMOX.
OX.
Thank you. We are at your service. It's Johnny Rabbit. Happy to be with you today, the day after Thanksgiving and KMOX of the special edition of At Your Service. I've called in a half dozen people that fell for my call and showed up today. They're on the way. They're here. One is already here. We've just been talking with Rachel. I will introduce her again in case you just tuned in. And all of these conversations will be live here at our KMOX studios. And to give our listeners a break today, we will not be dwelling on the opioid crisis or on local crime or the war in Ukraine or mass murders or the high cost of living or politics. None of that. But we do want to talk. Oh, first, I want to mention that today is day number one for Thanksgiving dinner leftovers, which for us will include the aromatic remains of an Assumption Abbey fruitcake made by the Cistercian monks at their monastery in the Ozarks at Eva, Missouri. It wasn't cheap. It cost $45.95 at Straub's, but it is really worth it. It is really rich, and it is really, really good. Well, Rachel, if you weren't here before, let me just reintroduce her. Here is Rachel Browdy, the author of Journey Through the Advent Calendar. And off the air, we were talking about inspiration to write this book and write your other books. How did that come about?
So I teach sophomores and seniors in high school,
AP school?
World History, Fort Zumwalt North High School.
Okay.
And I was talking to them one day about living their dreams and how, whatever it is that you really enjoy doing, go out and do it. And I keep giving this speech every year. And a few of the students asked me what my dreams were and how, and I said, oh, being a teacher, I always wanted to be a teacher and a mom, and I always wanted to be an author. And they said, well, have you written anything yet? And I said, well, I've written some things, but I haven't tried to get them published. And so my students encouraged me to start writing my books. And so what I think is really cool about that is people often say, oh, teachers inspire students. But I don't think they realize how much students and their childlike wonder and their optimism inspire teachers.
I've never heard anybody say that before. That's really interesting.
It's so true. And, you know, you can appreciate them for who they are. And then also all these visits and signings and events I've been doing, the most rewarding visits I've done are school visits where I have talked to third through eighth grade about Journey Through the Advent Calendar and getting to communicate with them what the book's about and the inspirations of, I was inspired by Chronicles of Narnia and Lord of the Rings and things like that, mm-hmm. and talking to them about it. And they're so excited and have such great questions. So
are any of your students in the book as far as a model?
Actually, I had to write this book from the point of view of a 14-year-old boy. Uh-huh. And so I had to think about my day as a teacher and what I, you know, envisioned 14-year-old boys thinking. And then we got a beta reader who was a senior in high school to read it to make sure that I was on target with how 14-year-old boys think. So that was interesting. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of connections.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming back. I guess the students are really excited.
They are. When I have missed school just a couple times for little things here and there, they're like, where are you going? And they're like, where are you going, Miss Sprouty? And then I just kind of tell them, they're like, oh, that's so exciting. We want to know all about it.
Oh,
so it's
nice.
Really cool.
That's really, really nice. Mm-hmm. But what about, are you going to do a podcast about this? Are you thinking of a documentary or an actual play?
We would love to see this turned into a series or a movie that people could associate with the book or something. It'd be awesome to do a podcast. It's funny you said that because my students always tell me I should do a podcast, mm-hmm. because since I'm a history teacher, I'm always trying to tell them the story and entertain and get really into it. And they told me one time, Miss Brady, you should do a podcast. And I was like, oh, that would be fun. So I don't know. We'll see what comes with it.
Sure. Well, I wouldn't know how to do a podcast personally, but so I can't give you any advice on that. But I'm going to be on a podcast. KCUR, Kansas City, the public radio station there, just did a podcast that I've been involved with about the history of pizza in St. Louis. Now, why people in Kansas City would want to know about the history of pizza in St. Louis, I have no idea, but it's going to be released on the 30th of this month. So
that's cool.
I haven't, they called in just some final editing a couple of days ago just to make sure they had the facts straight. So a podcast. And then there could be a play.
Oh, definitely.
What a great play this would be. All the characters. And how many characters are in the book?
Oh, there's a lot, because what I did was I took Advent and the 4 weeks of Advent building up to Christmas, you have your four candles and you're supposed to reflect on hope, faith, joy, and peace. So mm-hmm. I turned those into lands in a world inside the book. And so every land has a multitude of characters, and there's fantasy elements with sorcerers and sorceresses. And so the whole thing I built around these fantasy elements. So I had to sit down and actually draw out different worlds, or the world with different lands, in order to keep things organized in my head as
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, do you get any help from your mom, Kay?
Okay, so my mom is here. My mom, Kay.
Hello, Kay.
Hi.
We call her my momager because as I was going to these things by myself, I said, hey, I'm going. Do you want to ride along and come with me? And so she's been to just about every single one. She's also reading the book right now because she wanted to save it and read it during Advent. So mm-hmm. she just started it. And so she's been my partner in crime.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. So I guess you want to tell them what you think about the book.
Oh,
right
yes,
now?
Please,
yeah.
Kate.
Well,
I mean, you're only
being her mother,
partway through it.
She's doing a great job, obviously. I'm very proud of her. And just reading, she's kind of made Advent a whole new experience for me, because as her mom, I'm really getting more connected with Christmas, just living through the candles, the hope and faith and joy and peace, and learning about that in a whole different way. And one of the movies that she likes that she refers to is Elf. And she's bringing out the kid in me a lot. So I really have been enjoying it, and I kind of feel like Elf, because I'm just having a great time with it and meeting the people, and I'm a people person. I love that anyway, and she's just really, I feel like this can really open up a lot of cool things for people and kind of get them back to, I don't know, just a really good feeling. It's just a really good feeling. And I will say, now that she mentioned possibly a play or movie, mm-hmm. that when I am reading the book, I keep thinking this would be such a cool movie, because I want to see the dragon. I want to see the things in this, the characters. I would love to see it.
They're very I sat down and had like painted the picture in my mind to describe it, so that there's a lot to this world, and visually it would be really awesome.
It would be. It would. Yeah. That's, well, I think this is a to be continued story.
I hope so.
I have a feeling. And your RL Daily books, you've got another one coming?
Yes, I do. So the RL Daily books are more adult fantasy thrillers with a spiritual twist, and those are very much like, I didn't even realize I was doing this, but when I wrote the first one and I had finished it and I went back and read it, I thought, oh my gosh, this is kind of like the story of Job from the Bible, where a lot of terrible things happen. And then the character, Kate Murphy, in my book has to learn how to deal with it. And she pulls away from her family because she's trying to just fix it all herself. And slowly she realizes how she that she shouldn't be doing that. And she gets, since it's a fantasy thriller, there's some magic to it that kind of pulls her out. But it's more of a spiritual magic, which I think would be so cool to experience. So it's more realistic, more like magical realism than a fantasy book.
You'll have to let us know when it comes out.
I will.
When do you think it'll happen?
Probably next summer, because I have it mostly the first draft finished. So I'm pretty sure it'll be out next summer.
Well, that's good. Do you have a pet?
Do I have a pet?
Mm-hmm.
We do. We have a dog named Jovi.
Jovi!
And Jovi made the Journey Through the Advent calendar book. Yeah, because her name means, is Russian for joy. And so I use that as a character name in the book.
How cute.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, guys, thank you very much. I know you've got to go, and you got out there to West County Center, to the Barnes & Noble. And I bet you there'll be a lot of people who want to buy the book.
I hope so, yeah. It'll be so fun.
Pretty good?
Yes. Everywhere I've been, people have been very interested, and they're excited. And even a mom asked me, okay, now when we sit down and read this, how should we go about it? And because for example, Hope, there's three lessons this kid learns for Hope. So I'm like, for the first week of Advent, you would read the first part.
Good.
And then, you can do it however you want.
Yeah, sure.
And then I also made a curriculum guide that's free for teachers. And I did have one purchase a class set because they're a Catholic school and they wanted to make Advent exciting and a learning experience.
Well, Rachel, thank you. Kay, thank you very much. Rachel Browdy, we've just taken a little journey through the Advent calendar on KMOX. Where's Henry? Of all the people, I was just looking around here, and I'm so surprised to see you. Joe, how are you?
Johnny, very, very good to see you, my old buddy. And, you know, I got to tell people.
What?
You're the most knowledgeable man in St. Louis about St. Louis.
Oh, you're very kind.
No, I'm not very kind. I'm very truthful.
That's very nice. I am honored that you would think so, because think of all the things you know.
Yeah, well, not as much as you. Let me tell you. Let me tell the folks that.
You guys got some newspaper. What is it?
I don't know. I've got all kinds of stuff. Riverfront Times article.
Why, that's you in the Riverfront Times.
Yes.
History afoot. Joseph De Gregorio takes you on a self-guided tour of St. Louis's Stallion neighborhood. In the Hill, a walk through history. So you still do the tours, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, this has been a banner year for the tours post-pandemic. And so my business partner, Sam Mottarelli, and I have done quite a few this year. Quite a few. So very, very happy about the return of the Hill tours.
Well, how do you, if somebody says, I would like to, anybody can walk through the Hill, though. I mean, you can go into public places. But you know the inside story about everything.
Just about. You know my father, Roland De Gregorio. Of course, you interviewed him many times. He knew the inside story to everybody.
He did. He really did. So if it's okay, somebody says, I'd like to take a tour. What do you do? How do people do this?
Well, there's several ways. One is to call 314-602-3359.
Let me repeat
my cell phone. Yes, 314-602-3359. Another way, Johnny, is my email address, joe.joe. D as in David, E as in Echo, H-I-L-L, Hill, Boy, B-O-Y, at gmail.com. So joe.thehillboy@gmail.com.
Well, both very easy to remember, and I think people will like to do this. How many people go on one of these tours? What's your typical group?
I tell them it's anywhere from 1 to 100. Oh, yeah. I've done 156 one time, Johnny, several years ago. Never again.
Oh, no, I guess not.
No, never. But the groups can vary. Groups, and the time is usually between 2 and 4 hours average for the Hill Tour. And, you know, I give them the history, like you give folks history of St. Louis. Sure. I give them the history of the Hill. Then we stop at some fun places like Old Annie's Salami Factory. Watch him make salami.
Oh, you can actually see it being done.
Yes,
done.
We do that. That's something relatively new on the Hill Tour.
How long has Old Danny's been around?
1947 by Leo Old Danny, who was taught how to make salami the old-fashioned way and by a man out of New York. And Leo asked him, hey, can I come to St. Louis and start a salami factory on my own? He said, sure, that's not my market. So there he was.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
And it's still there. That's something you will see on these tours. These are all walking tours.
Yes and no, Johnny. Oh. Walking if you want to walk.
Uh-huh.
But some of my our visitors are older and prefer not to walk. So we can jump in a car and caravan. We can go in there a I bus see. If they have a bus.
Mm-hmm. You know, sure.
Don't have a helicopter yet, but maybe we'll try that later.
So what else do? Okay, we're on a tour of the Hill. What's next on our stop?
The next stop would be the Italian-American Bocce Club.
Oh, yeah, something a lot of people don't know about that place.
I have my grandson, Henry.
Henry.
With us here today. He, I dedicated the book to him, by the way, Johnny, the book that I wrote.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, his favorite spot on the Hill is the Italian-American Bocce Club. Why? Because he can play bocce pretty well, and he beats Grandpa. He just beat me about 3-4 days ago with a winning shot that I couldn't believe. Hey, so that's Henry, his favorite spot.
Henry is here. We're going to hear from him in just a moment. But what about there's that other place for bocce? What is that?
Oh, Milo's, of course. Milo's Bocce Garden. That's been around since the early 70s in this configuration.
Yep.
It was taverns before.
John and Rose's.
Yeah. No, it wasn't John and Rose's. It was Wilmore. It was Wilmore Tavern.
Wilmore.
John and Rose's is off Daggett, which is now Lorenzo's restaurant.
Oh, that's where it was. Lorenzo. Yeah, it's another good place.
But it's a great thing owned by Alderman Joe Vollmer and his wife, Sue. And it's the social gathering spot of the Hill.
It is.
They have two bocce courts, and it's very popular.
Now, but the Italo-American Bocce Club is a club. I mean, you have to be a member.
Yeah, the Italian-American is a private club. There's 5 courts there. Johnny, they're international style in length and width, 82 feet long, 12 feet wide, with hard rubber for speed, because professional bocce or high level bocce is played with a lot of speed, you know, these days.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people who go there and have groups that come and compete every week.
Yeah. They have many different leagues there. They have a open league now on Sundays, which is packed. They have their regular summer, winter, fall leagues, of course, and social events. And many social events. There's 440 members now.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's been, again, like so many things in the Hill, it's been around for a long time.
Since 1975, there were several founding fathers, if you will. Aldo Della Croce is the one most noted, and they have a tournament every November named after him. They moved to the present location on the Hill in 1993. The former offices for McQuay Norris. Remember McQuay Norris?
Oh, yeah.
Big company. They used to make piston parts.
Yeah, big company right there.
Yes, it was right there.
And that's on Marconi.
Yes, on Marconi.
So that's on the east side of Marconi.
Right on Marconi. Right. Right opposite from my cousin's Di Gregorio's grocery store warehouse there.
Good place. We just got some things from there this past week. Always
friendly got your fix?
People.
I call it getting your fix.
Yeah, right. So what did you have for Thanksgiving dinner?
Thanksgiving? Well, it was a true feast. I went to 2 different parties, gatherings of family.
Mm-hmm.
My sister Tina Crouppen, had a gathering of parts of our family. And you know, we had the traditional mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, turkey. But what was the highlight, Johnny? What would you think the highlight of our Thanksgiving dinner was?
Spumoni.
I
don't know.
Close. Very close, actually. Was raviolis and pasta and Italian appetizers. And it was just wonderful, just a wonderful gathering. And then I went to another party. My brother Paulie, you know Paul DiGregorio, he just got back from Moldova about an hour before the family gathering.
Wow.
He was there to celebrate along with the Moldovians the 25th anniversary of their democratic process. He helped write the law on how they would conduct democratic elections, voting elections. So he had just flown in.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
So the a usual array of turkey, everything else, but the Italian foods.
Well, what does he do? What's his job? What's his occupation?
He's now a board member of a company, an international company that makes voting machines.
Oh, my gosh.
That creates voting machines. Yes, he does.
Now, how long have you been doing these tours, Joe?
The tours, well, as you know, my father, Roland, did the tours for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
He retired from doing that in 2004, and I picked up when I retired from federal service. I picked up where he left off. And so I've been doing him now, Johnny, for about 17 years. About 17. And so, but what I honor my father every time because I literally walk in his footsteps.
When Henry is here, Henry, tell me a little bit, how did you learn about bocce and how to play at the level you must be playing?
So my grandpa actually just kind of told me how to play, you know, where the target ball is and then you throw it. And, you know, it's just kind of worked, and I started, you know, rolling them, and then I eventually, of course, beat him, as you already heard. Of course, I beat.
Good for you, Henry.
Good for you. And you know, by the way, I dedicated my book to him.
I'd heard it. Here's the book right here. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes.
Okay, yeah.
We better take a break right now. We're at your service. This is Johnny Rabbit, Joe DiGregorio, and Henry are here right now in studio on KMOX. And we're going on the air back again with Henry and Joe. Well, Henry has been telling us a few things. Now, what about this Monopoly game you were talking about, Henry?
Oh, yes. We've been playing Cardinals Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the spaces, you're one of the KMOX is actually one of the utilities on the board.
Oh my gosh! And how is your grandfather doing that?
I lose on that too.
Well, I can't
lose sometimes.
Only sometimes.
Yes.
Well, you know, there's another game going to be on today. Over from Qatar. What's the game?
You're
today?
Right. You're right. It's USA World Cup soccer against England. And, you know, the buzz, of course, on the Hill about that is the 1950 game, Johnny.
What a deal.
Where
that was.
U.S. played England and they were the top ranked, ranked in the world.
We couldn't beat them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the odds were 80-1 on that game. But 1950, United States beat them 1-0 in the biggest upset of World Cup history. And, Johnny, you know who was on that team.
Tell me the names.
Four boys from the Hill.
From the Hill.
Frank Gambaro, Lefty Colombo, Peary Reese, and Gino Mariani. You know, all there. And then, of course, there was the postman, who was Kiat, who was from St. Louis as well. And now, this year, we have two St. Louisans on the U.S. team, which have been highlighted and done very well.
So the game is today, and about an hour from
about
now?
About 1 o'clock, yeah.
So where do people go to watch these today? I guess there are a lot of bars and places.
Oh, I would think so.
Packed.
I would think so, yes.
Pat Connolly's. What about
Connolly's would be showing it. Milo's will be showing it on the Hill, of course. And many Joey B's on the Hill will be showing it, you know. So
are you going to be watching?
I sure will.
Good. Well, now, where will you watch it?
Probably in Joe DiGregorio's theater room.
Theater room is right. There's a whole bunch of things that have... there's, you know, a lot of things that are old on the Hill, of course.
Of course.
There are a lot of things that are new or changing, like the Family Theater on Shaw.
Yes. You know, that was, I was told, the first of its kind west of the Mississippi, small theater.
My dad
told me he remembered watching silent movies there. My Aunt Babe remembers being in a beauty pageant there. And then it became a long, you know, in the 80s and 90s and until recently, the place where my cousins DiGregorio's Italian Market made their sausages.
Wow.
Then they moved to another location for that. And now it's owned by a private couple.
And they have redone it for a residence.
Oh, it's beautiful. You ought to see it. They made a beautiful interior walkway into the place. They retained the Family Theater name. And so we're so proud of what they've done to that building.
So the Family Theater, you can see the building. It's a white building.
Off and Shaw,
it's on
the, yes.
Off right Shaw. On Shaw, yeah. Just a block, half a block off of King's
Cross
Highway.
The street from Viviano's grocery store.
Oh, yes. Yeah. J. Viviano's.
Yes.
It's another legendary place.
Oh, my God, yes. They're in the book. And
the book. Oh, we got to talk about the book.
Oh, okay.
Now we have the book right here.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's The Hill, A Walk Through History by our guest Joseph D. Gregorio. Yeah, I mean, this is, it's don't expect a 500-page book.
Oh, no, this is for people who want to walk the hill on their own. It's a self-guided walking tour. They call it in the business a book-a-zine.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's by Reedy Press.
Mm-hmm.
They asked me to do it. I said, okay. And, you know, you'll see, Johnny, well, you have paged through it already, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll see there's a lot of things in there that you will not find in history books. Things my father told me, the real nickname of Yogi Berra, that was Laudy, because his mother gave him the name Lawrence, but couldn't pronounce
it.
St. Ambrose, of course, is in there, you know, because they're their linchpin. They remain the linchpin of the neighborhood. Yeah.
I hope that's not one of the churches are going to close.
I seriously doubt it. Seriously doubt it. It's quite a reputation. But there's other things, you know.
Is Jack Buck's in there, right? Gosh.
Yeah, Jack Buck. The Hall of Fame place. We call Hall of Fame place Jack Buck.
Now, what street is that?
5400 block of Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Buck lived there for 5 years. Joe Garagiola and Yogi Berra till the late 1940s lived there right across the street from each other. Johnny, it's the only block in America that can boast that one time or other had three baseball Hall of Famers living on that block.
Pretty darn amazing.
Yeah.
It really is.
I got to know Joe and Yogi pretty well through my father. I showed you a picture recently of Yogi, Joe Garagiola, and myself. They were at a celebration on Hall of Fame Day with their club, the Fawns. And my father allowed me to go in and like be a fly on the wall, which was wonderful.
Oh, I bet it was.
Oh, my God, the stories.
Well, and I was very surprised I saw my name in your book,
too. Of course.
My goodness.
Well, you know, it's a tribute to you, and you love the restaurant Guido's, one of your favorites.
Guido's is.
And Guido's, it's Spanish-Italian, and they have the best paella, I think, in the area, and the best pizza. That's not coming from me. It's coming from my family. Joey, why didn't you tell us their pizza was so good? I said, I didn't know. They're okay.
And that's there's another historic building. And I wrote a big article about that on the website antiquewhs.com.
Yes,
antiquewhs.com. Look for In Our Town. I think that's maybe, I'm not sure that's even the title of the section anymore, but... it is a long article about the history of that building and the history of the neighborhood.
That's you, and you told me that. That's one of the things you taught me.
Well,
it was a sporting goods store at one time, all right? My father was born right next door in the building right next door there, you know, which is now torn down. But the book itself, Johnny, is available at various venues on the Hill.
Sure. Just on the Hill? But you've
been... it's in Schnucks. You can buy it in local Schnucks.
Yeah, great.
I'm going to have a book signing at Webster Bookstore and Kirkwood Moonbeam, they call it, bookstore on Saturday, as a matter of fact. And so it's available as well on there and Amazon.com.
And you've done some signings already, I have.
I have quite a bit. Filoni's and all my cousin Steve Gregorio's Market. And several others.
Filoni's, another good place for pizza.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Different. It's different.
It is.
All pizza is not the same.
No.
And I mentioned earlier to our previous guest that I've been in a podcast. I don't know exactly how it's working out from KCUR Radio in Kansas City, which is a public radio station
there.
And they have done, for whatever reason, a podcast about St. Louis pizza.
No kidding.
Yep, and it's coming out, and I don't know any more than what I'm saying coming out. They're going to tell me, they will send me a link on the 30th.
Okay, well, that's, St. Louis pizza is a love-hate relationship.
Oh, that's the truth. That's so true.
But, Johnny, toasted ravioli.
Yep.
That was where it was invented, on the Hill. But. You sent me something of... year ago or so.
Mm-hmm,
so wait a minute. I saw in a 1939 Hollywood whodunit movie where it was set in an Italian restaurant in New York that the chef or the owner said, hey, how would you like to try some toasted ravioli.
Absolutely.
When I saw, you sent me the segment, I fell off the floor. I did. So maybe it was a creative script writer, or maybe some place in New York in the 30s tried to do it, yeah. but it didn't work out.
No, it did not work out.
Yeah, it did not work out.
But it certainly,
you know, you're the sleuth of St. Louis as well.
Oh, gosh. Well, Joe and Henry, I'm sorry. We're really just out of time. Get the book and take a tour. My gosh. This is a personalized tour. You will know everything. You can't even imagine what you're going to learn.
Oh, there's a lot of secrets on the hill. Yes.
And he will reveal the secrets, too. It's Joe DiGregorio. His number, 314, and it's 602-3359. 602-3359. I guess they could call right now because it's your cell phone. You can talk to them in the next.
It's
couple
ringing
of minutes.
As we speak. but anyway, yes. Johnny, thank you for having me on the show.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
You are my most revered hero of St. Louis.
Oh, Joe.
You literally are.
Joe,
you know the lectures you put on are like none other about the history of St. Louis in general.
You're very kind. Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Henry. Henry's thinking about his next Bochy game right now. And we're thinking about our next guest is somebody from the newspaper that you're going to know on KMOX.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.